Hey, is Lee Schrager on hold?
Yeah, line 20.
He is.
Line 20. Hey, good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope you're staying safe. And I'm just taking down my basketball hoop as we speak.
Oh, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Hey, so look, you know, Lee, not only a dear, dear friend, but also Lee brings us the South Beach Wine and Food Festival every year and the New York City Wine and Food Festival. And of course, the South Beach Wine and Food Festival always raising money for FIU Chaplain School, which is all about hospitality and the hospitality industry, which is getting a huge hit right now. So you guys came up with this idea for this industry relief fund. Do you want to talk about the announcement you guys made last night, Lee?
Sure, sure. And thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about how we're helping the hospitality industry one state at a time. Last night, we kicked off $1 million grant to the hospitality industry in South Florida, to all the independent restaurants and chefs and people on the front line, documented, undocumented, dishwashers, valet car parkers, everyone who's been affected by this, which is all of our friends in the industry. And we kicked it off last night with $1 million, 500,000 of that from the proceeds of this year's South Beach Festival. And we hope to raise a lot of money today to keep money flowing back and to keep our friends not only, you know, with the bare essentials that they need to keep going, but hopefully to keep them around so when their restaurants reopen, in many cases, that they're able to come back to work. So raising money and serving people who have really served us for so many years is so important. These are frontline people. These are people who, you know, bust their butts every day to feed us and just people, you know, who no one's thinking about right now.
Your Mercedes is making lots of noise. Lee took the Mercedes to work today.
No, actually, it's a Porsche. And I just quieted it down.
Oh,
okay.
Hello, Lee.
Hey, so Lee, you know what? In order to get through this pandemic alive and in totally sane, we have to just envision a world that will be waiting for us on the other end. Unfortunately, that world will be changed, and a major change will be your favorite restaurant not there anymore. There are employees that were always there for you when you went to your favorite restaurant. We don't know if they're even in the restaurant industry anymore, if they moved away. So what you guys are doing is so vital, so important. I mean, I know how you take the restaurant business very seriously, and you're online every night telling people, support your local restaurants. So how can we get involved with this incredible challenge that you're giving us? And then how can you move it to other cities and get them to do the same thing?
Well, first of all, we are moving it. My commitment was, and my promise to all my friends out there in the industry who have supported what I've done for the last 20 years with the New York and South Beach festivals. Once I get South Beach up and running, which is officially today, I want to raise a few more $1 million in the next few days. The website is live today, and if you don't mind, I'll share it at the end. But my commitment was once South Beach is going, I'm going to turn my focus to New York City, you know, a city near and dear to me, and I have many friends there in the industry. And I, you know, what you can do is not only give money to what we're doing here in South Florida, but you can go to your favorite restaurant. If they're closed, a lot of them are doing gift cards with all that money going to their employees. But a lot of chefs have gotten very creative. A lot of chefs are doing takeout. I went to my favorite local Italian restaurant in Miami last night, and they're doing takeout. You order on the phone, you stay in your car, they bring it out to you. And, you know, it's not like being in their beautiful restaurant, but you go home, and for a few moments, you know, you kind of forget what's going on out there. So buy a gift card, support local restaurants, and most importantly, you know, be there. If there are a lot of grassroots funds going around, and there are a lot of great things going around. Unfortunately, you know, we can't vet every one of them, and we started our own foundation to make sure the money, 100% of the money, is getting into the right hand. So you can look for organizations on our website today. We're going to have a list of other organizations throughout the country that we have vetted, and we know for a fact it's 100% going to these funds. And, you know, we're keeping away from GoFundMe because GoFundMe accounts, they take a portion of the money. And we've been dealing with the CEO of GoFundMe to get him to waive those fees during this time, and hopefully they're going to listen to us. So support local, buy gift cards, order food in, and just, you know, watch the local news. You know, go to eater.com and find out what's happening in your city who you can support. And that's what's important.
Well, that's a very good idea. And, you know, and restaurant owners, I know this is a tough time. If you can send someone over to your website and update them to let us know how we can help, because I know that most restaurants will tell you right there what they are and what they are not doing and how you can buy gift cards. And you can do a lot of it just right there online. Okay, so how do we support this brand new fund that you guys have created?
Well, the brand new fund is called the SOBEWFF and Chaplain School Hospitality Employee Relief Fund.
So that's a mouthful, Lee.
It's a lot to say, but we had to get in a lot of things there. But, you know, ultimately to support it, go to SOBEWFF.org. SOBEWFF.org. So not only can you make a donation, but we're going to be using this as a clearinghouse to get other information out for all cities across the country to what you can support once we vetted them. So we're going to hopefully use this as a clearinghouse.
If you're driving right now, we're going to put up that address up on all of our socials, because it's hard to remember SOBEWFF.org, but we're going to make sure you have a place to go to get it. And we will definitely be supporting ourselves. I'll be doing it as soon as we get off the air today. Lee, I love you. You're the best.
I love you guys, and thanks for everything you're doing and for adding a little humor to our otherwise not so humorous days right now. So thank you, and God bless you guys.
It's very little humor that we're adding, but we're trying. All right, Lee, I'll talk to you later.
Running around town I'm taking off some basketball hoops around town. So I'll
okay, you do that, later. Mr. Grant. All right, love you. Bye, Lee. Lee Schrager, we love it.
Yay!
You know, have you guys even thought about doing all of this? You've been so busy trying to get your house in order, trying to keep things clean and make sure people are safe. Have you stopped to think about your favorite restaurants and wondering if they're going to be around when this is all said and done?
Because
I'm telling you right now, they all won't be. They just won't be. Just understand that. So again, if you're in South Florida, Miami-Dade, and also I think Palm Beach County, believe it or not, they're actually supporting up there too. Go to SOBEWFF.org. They're moving on to New York, but also find ways to help restaurants in no matter what city you live in.